You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Over the years, I've had people talk to me about the fact that they want to write a book. And I often ask how far they've gotten in that. And they say, oh, you know, I really want to write a book. And I'll say, well, how far have you gotten in the process of writing it? Oh, I haven't started yet. Or, oh, I've written a few pages. The interesting thing is there's only one way to get to writing a book, and that's to sit down and write a book. In fact, I remember when I was in grad school, I was really having a hard time writing my thesis. It just wasn't happening. And finally, one of my mentors said, let me tell you how you do that. I said, oh, okay, because this person had been a writer for years, had written many books, many dozens of books and hundreds of articles. And so I figured he had the secret to how you get that stuff written. And so I was ready to hear. And he said, what I want you to do is go to the library. And I said, okay. And go to your Carol. I said, okay, because we all had Carols as graduate students, a seat and a desk and a place to hold our books. And he said, and I want you, and I said, yes. And he said, I want you to reach into your backpack. And I said, yes. And he said, and take out some glue. And I said, okay. And he said, and pour it into the seat. And I said, okay. And he said, and sit down and start writing. And I realized that there is one way to get going on anything, and that is to get going on doing it. So what does this have to do with marriage? Well, I hear the same thing all the time. People contact me and say, you know, I really want to save my marriage, but I don't know if I can. And so if you can tell me if I can save my marriage, then I'll get started. I've had people say, I'll do anything to save my marriage. And I'll say, okay, well, I can tell you how to start. And they'll say, well, can I save my marriage? And my response is, that remains to be seen. But there's no way of knowing until you're on the other side. So why do we do that? Why do we fail to take action? I've had the same conversations with people about starting to exercise, starting to eat better, starting to get better at sales, starting to find a new job, starting to look to get into school. There's so many places where we have starts that never start. We never get going because something holds us back. And I've always kind of wondered what it is that is the next piece. And almost always the next piece is doing it. That's the next piece. That's how we get moving. We do it, but we're always waiting for something else. People have told me that they don't know how to do it. They don't feel confident to do it. They don't have any courage to get started. They have no confidence in their capacity to do it. One of my mentors is Dan Sullivan. Dan Sullivan is an excellent coach of entrepreneurs, but what he says applies in life. And he said there are four C's to getting to the place you want to, and we get them out of order. People want the confidence to get going, and they want to start with that confidence. But Dan points out that the confidence is the last part of the process, not the first part. It's the last piece. And the problem is that people want the confidence before they commit to the process. And they want the capabilities of doing that before they have the courage to act on it. If I just felt like I had the right tools, then I could step up and have courage. And Dan points out that that's the wrong flow. He says we always have to start with a commitment, a decision. A commitment is deciding you will pursue it, not because you know the outcome, but because it's important. Same conversation with people who want to write a book. I had this conversation in a cab on the way back to the airport after a conference. And I got into the cab and the woman said, so what are you doing here? I said, well, I was here for a conference. She said, what kind of conference? I said, well, I'm an author. So I was talking about my book. And she said, oh, I want to write a book. And I said, well, how far along are you? And she said, oh, I haven't started, but I have an idea. And I said, what keeps you from starting it? And she said, I just don't know if I can finish it. And I said, well, I'll guarantee you, you can't finish it if you never start it. And that's the same thing that happens when we're talking about how to save a marriage. You're never going to get to the end if you don't start at the beginning, if you don't get started. I happen to know that plenty of people listen to my podcast who never take action, and it breaks my heart. And then I have people who start to take action and then pull back, and it breaks my heart because I know where they need to go. We all have to start with a commitment. Decide is an interesting word. We make a commitment to go in a direction, and then we decide to follow that. Decide, you'll notice those words. It means to cut away. Side means to get rid of. It's like suicide, right? You kill yourself, you get rid of yourself. And homicide, you get rid of somebody else. But in decide, you cut away your other options. You get rid of any other possibility because you're going in that one direction. So we have to make a decision to head down this path. The danger points is believing I'll do it if I can succeed. You never know if the success is coming until you get to do it. So it puts it in the wrong order. I'll do it and see if I succeed. I'm great with that. But I'll do it if I can succeed is full of danger. You have to start with, I'll do it, and then I'll see. Which leads us to our second C of courage. Courage is taking action without proof. That's Dan Sullivan's way of describing it. To me, courage is action in spite of fear. It's not waiting for the fear to go away. I had this exact conversation with Cub Scouts years ago when they were talking about a fireman who had been courageous. And I went over and I said, what do you mean by courageous? And they said, oh, he didn't feel any fear. He ran into that burning building. I said, oh, see, I think that's the difference. Because I don't believe that courage is based on not feeling fear. It's based in feeling fear and doing it anyway. It's choosing to go in that direction anyway. And so part of the process of this courage is taking action without any proof of how it's going to end up. You don't wait for courage. You choose courage. And how do you choose it? You choose action. Notice how that moves us forward. You make a commitment, and then you take action towards it. As my professor pointed out to me, sticking my hiney down in a chair, gluing it down, and getting busy was how that dissertation was going to happen. There was no other way it was going to happen until I launched into it and got through it. That's the way we take on anything. How do you get into shape? By getting into shape, by exercising. How do you write a book? By writing the book. How do you lose weight? By eating the right foods. How do we fall in love? By pursuing that person. We take action. We find love by following love, by creating love. We find connection by building connection. We find a restored relationship by choosing to follow through with courage, not because we have confidence at that point. We can have fear, but we choose to do it anyway, which leads us to what we are all waiting for, the capability. Capability is just skill sets. It's gaining the skills, the understanding, and the tools that you need to move forward. That's the easiest part of this whole process. Capability is going out and finding the information to fill in the blanks that you have at this point. If you don't know the steps to take, there's information out there. That's kind of why I'm here. I've created the Save the Marriage system as a way of saying, here is how you do it. But you have to have made a commitment that you're going to move in that direction, then have the courage that you're going to follow through, and then find the capabilities of how to get there. You have to go in that order. The capability is the easiest piece. It's finding knowledge, changing patterns, learning the tools, and using them. The difficult part is making the commitment in the first place and following through on the courage of the fearful places where that takes you. And here's where we end up, with confidence. But the confidence comes because we've gained the capability, not confidence and then gaining the capability. It comes from gaining the capability. Think back on your whole career in education, all your years in school. Isn't that the pattern? You committed to being there. Maybe your parents signed you up for school and you had no choice, but you committed to the process. You had to go through it. And so even that first day when it was kind of scary to be there, you showed up. And then you learned the pieces. And then you felt good about what you had learned. And it gained confidence in it. For me, the definition of confidence is just believing in yourself to find the solution. Believing that you will figure it out a piece at a time. As you get further along, you figure out that there is another piece. I believe strongly in just-in-time training. You don't ever know the information you need until you need it. So there's no reason of trying to figure out what retirement is like when you have 15 years before you retire. There's no reason of figuring out how to be an expert cyclist until you've begun the process of a beginning cyclist. You figure it out as you go. And the same is true with relationships. You figure out the pieces you need now. Where are the places where you need to change? Where are the places where you need to work into that connection with your spouse? Where are the places where you need to understand the relationship differently now? You master that. You find the capabilities within that. And you feel the confidence from that. And the confidence comes because you realize you can figure it out. If you're waiting for the confidence, don't. That's what comes after the fact. If you're waiting for the capabilities, find the capabilities. But you have to start with making a commitment that no matter what, you're moving in that direction, which brings you right through the courage. You make a commitment to move forward in spite of the fears, and you find your courage. Then you decide to find your capabilities, and that will give you confidence on the backside to continue that process. If you're at that place where you're ready to make a commitment, not going to say, can it happen, but to say, I'm going to figure out how to make it work. I'm going to move forward with this. The capabilities are there. Grab my Save the Marriage system by going to savethemarriage.com. If you've already got the system, contact me if you need more about getting into my VIP program where we have virtual coaching and extra training. The training is based on the fact that we'll coach you through that process to help you understand how to do this every step of the way if you're stalled out. For many, many people, that system has been more than enough. But if you need some new capabilities, some new capacities, we can provide that through coaching and through extra training. But you have to make the commitment, and you have to find the courage to step forward. We can give you the capabilities, and then you'll have confidence on how to figure out these pieces. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.